Welcome to the audio version of Obesity Panacea. Today on the podcast, how to build yourself your own bicycle computer desk. Now, not that long ago on the blog, I discussed some of the benefits of having a treadmill desk, a setup that allows people to work at a desk while walking on a treadmill. Now, particularly for people who are behind a desk for the majority of the day, like Peter and myself, this kind of quirky method can definitely help to add a lot of physical activity to an otherwise sedentary day, and that's really good thing. Now, of course, to make a treadmill desk, you need a treadmill, which is not cheap, and a specialized desk to work with that treadmill, which is also not cheap. One of the cheaper ones we found on Amazon.com is $500 for the combination desk and treadmill, so obviously not a real cost-effective option for a lot of people. So we couldn't have been more excited when a colleague of ours at Queen's University, Katya Herman, sent us pictures of a contraption that she built for very little money, which has allowed her to increase her physical activity while she works on her PhD thesis. And we like to call this the Herman Cycling Computer Desk. And it's a way cheaper alternative to the treadmill desk that you can use building or using things that you probably already have at home. So it might cost you nothing at all. So here's what you need. First, you need a bicycle. Any bike will do. Even one that's just collecting dust in your basement, but you know, you want to make sure that it's in good working order. Now, the other thing you need is an indoor bicycle trainer. Sometimes these are called wind trainers or mag trainers or fluid trainers. So this is a piece of equipment that allows you to turn your mountain bike or road bike into a stationary bike so that you can ride it at home. Now, this is great up here in Canada during the winter months when taking my road bike out on the snow is not really an option. Now, the device, it hooks up to your rear wheel of your bike and allows you to pedal without accelerating into the wall, basically. So it lifts your back tire up off the wall or off the ground so you can pedal and stay in place. Now, there are lots of makes and models. The cheapest is the Bell Motivator Mag Indoor Bicycle. It's for about $80. I just bought one that's called the Cyclops Fluid 2 Indoor Bike Trainer, which is just under $300. And if you have a mountain bike, then you might want to look at one like the Minora RDA 80 Rim Drive Bicycle Trainer, which is about $220. So some of these cost a bit more than others, but like we said, if you go for one like the Bell Motivator, it's still only going to run you $80, so not that bad in the grand scheme of things. Now, the special ingredient to the Herman Cycling Computer Desk is an ironing board. That's right, the same ironing board you use for your socks and pants can also double as a laptop stand. So, in case you don't own one, like Peter, then you can purchase one online for about $40. And, you know, they sell them at Canadian Tire or Walmart, so this is not a hard thing to pick up. So, to see the actual setup itself, you can come to our website at obesitypanacea.com. But, basically, all you do is you hook your bike up to the indoor trainer, and then you just rig the ironing board onto the handlebars until you get a nice sturdy balance on the handlebars. Once it's more or less secure, you place your laptop onto the ironing board and work while you cycle away. Now, obviously, this is only good for laptop computers. Don't go throwing your desktop up on top of the ironing board. that would obviously be a bit more challenging to configure, so we're just advising this for the laptop for right now. So give it a shot, be careful, and let us know how it goes. Send us your emails, you can come to the website and comment, and we'd love to hear how the Herman Cycling Computer Desk works for you at home. So thanks for listening. To contribute to the discussion, be sure to come to our website, obesitypanacea.com, where you can see other articles, you can see videos, as well as links to other stories that we found interesting in the past week. So for obesitypanacea.com, I'm Travis Saunders.